This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being engaged, being involved. Is that what you, I mean, there you go. We want you involved. I mean, seriously. You got to get informed, you got to get engaged, which means you need to listen to people that you trust, that you know are giving you the truth, or trying to anyway. I try to do that every day on the show here. If you want to be involved, you want to give a call, you want me to know what you think or believe, give me a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a good night for you. Listen, we got Dan Pill is going to join me after the first break. Now, Dan, really, seriously. You've got all this money coming in. You've got tax money coming in, breaks or what have you. We're going to find out from him what you're going to be liable for, what you're not going to be liable for, what you can spend it on, what you can't spend it on, how you can get yourself in trouble, because there are a lot of people getting themselves in trouble with this money. This wasn't like a windfall, go out and buy a new car money for you small business owners. All right. For others, I don't know. We're gonna end up having to take these as a revenue later on. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. It depends on how the IRS looks at all this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I do appreciate your input. I do appreciate the nice messages that you guys send me, and I really do. So, you know, it's really interesting. You know, you heard the news tonight. You heard what was going on with the, with the Flynn case. And now how the judge, he's got a prosecutor, a retired prosecutor actually coming in to state the case as to why Flynn shouldn't be let go, and maybe he should be held up on perjury charges. Because he lied to save his son. He lied because the FBI pretty much forced him to lie. This shows you where we come to, right? You've got a U.S. judge who is more interested that this guy lied because the FBI pressured him that he's irritated at the FBI. And what if he's ordered an investigation into the FBI? The same judge. Well, you see the names that now are coming out. Joe, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you got Joe, Uncle Joey B. You know, he's talking about just over the last couple of days, how he really didn't know anything. And then he said to the reporter, I misunderstood the question. And it's not that I didn't know anything. I wasn't involved in it at all. And now we come to find out, as these papers have been made public, that Joey B. knew a lot more than we thought. Now, in my book, I say, why did I have to lie to win? Why is it a constant fight to pull the truth out of these people? And I don't care who you're talking about. Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Obama, Clinton, both of them. I mean, really, go down the whole list. I mean, think about this. You had Biden and Comey and Clapper all looking to hang the president. And they didn't care what it took. They didn't care who they had to lie to, how they had to lie, or anything like that. They didn't care. And when you have to see now, as you're looking out at this, you have to see how corrupt, I don't care what you want to call it, the shadow government, the deep state, people behind the scenes are. If the FBI could put that much pressure on you, if they could do that much to you to lie, to go to jail for your life and lose your house and everything else, and a judge doesn't seem to care about that. Isn't that where real justice would be? If the judge forced the FBI to reimburse Flynn for everything it cost him to defend himself against the lie to begin with? The judge didn't seem to have any problem with any of the comments that the FBI made or the emails that were going back and forth as to whether they were going to try to trick this guy or force this guy into lying. So I don't even know where to start with this. This is so egregious, so ugly. And then the unmasking, I mean, that's a deal in and of itself. There was no reason for them to give up his name. Mainstream media, they're totally ignoring, they downplayed the declassification list of Obama officials. I mean, the judge's delay in and of itself shows even more partisan politics, partisan legislative legal garbage. So maybe this process needs to be looked at again. Maybe those names cannot be given without a warrant or without approval from another court. Maybe not the same one. I don't know. This is scary. And if they're going after Flynn to find out if he should be brought up for perjury charges, maybe they should go after these FBI agents. Right? I mean, how much trouble did they cause? How much angst did they cause using the power of their badge? Right? Write it down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dan Pilla joins me. We're going to talk about some of your tax issues right after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. You know, being part of the solution. You know, with everything that's been going on, you guys have been sending me emails for a while on some of the issues. You know, some of the, if you're a small business, what you can apply for now with all the quote-unquote, help from the SBA, from the government. Remember, anything that comes with the government, I don't care what it is, if it comes from the government, it's got a string somewhere. You may not be able to see it right away, but there's a string there somewhere, okay? Same thing with the IRS. You're hearing all these commercials about now in the atmosphere that we're in, the IRS is willing to make deals, it's willing to do things, you know. Don't be afraid when they, you know, knock at your door and all that. Listen, Don't believe all the hype. Don't believe this. There's so much out there trying to get you to act quickly, you know, for the money that that the SBA is putting out, the money you're getting from the government for not being at work. Many of you are so excited now that you're getting money from the government. I think the feds are matching $600 a week in unemployment. Some of you are saying, man, I'm making more now than I was before. But you know what? You got to pay a tax on that at some point in time. This isn't free money in any way, stretch, or form. But I want to bring on with me, he hasn't been on in a while because he's been busy. We've all been busy, crazy. Dan Pilla joins me as he does on a regular basis, and I always appreciate his time with us. His tagline is, there is no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. And we'll talk about my issue some within the next, maybe in the next show. But yes, it's true. There is no such thing as a hopeless tax issue. Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
It's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
are you
know,
Are you staying safe? We got a new order. We got a new order in Minnesota, Joe. It's the stay safe order now. We are ordered by our governor to stay safe.
Thank God. And that means exactly what?
I can't play on the freeway, Joe. Here I was wanting to play on the freeway, and now I can't. I have to stay safe.
Isn't that perfect? I love these. I love when they do this kind of stuff, right?
It's just astonishing.
Yeah.
It's
stay at home. Really? Yeah. There's more people that die in their kitchen from kitchen accidents than they do that die from auto accidents on the road. I'm sorry. What do you want me to stay safe? I mean, seriously.
It's really unbelievable.
It really is. And which is going to bring a whole new world, even from a tax standpoint, money, accounting, all of that stuff. But you heard me start opening. I want to start on a personal level here because I got a boatload of questions people have been asking me, which is, you know, they're all getting these $1,200 checks, you know, from the government,
I think they're
looking for a second shot on that. And then some of these people are on unemployment, and apparently the feds are matching the unemployment, not matching, but they're actually giving you like $600 a week. So if you were somebody who was only making a couple hundred bucks a week to begin with, you're actually doing better now than you were before. But there will be a tax recognition day, right?
Well, two things. First of all, you've just put your finger on a huge problem. What the federal government has done in combination with the state governments with their unemployment benefits is they created a giant incentive for people not to work. So on top of all of the rest of the economic problems that small businesses are facing as a result of all these stay-at-home orders and lockdown orders, those businesses that are functioning can't find employees to help them. I'm telling you, we've gotten to the point, and I'm sure you've seen this too, we've gotten to the point where national companies are advertising on television for people to come in and get a job. Now, you know, what does that say about our job market when they're advertising on, you can't go into any store, any place, and still not see a help wanted sign, Joe. The marketplace needs qualified workers to perform services to help their employers, and we're not getting that because the government's paying them to stay at home. That's the first distortion that's messing up the marketplace. And the other point that you make is valid. That is, and people never realize this, Joe. When I say never, underline that word never, realize this until it's too late. Those unemployment benefits are taxed as income. And in almost every case, there's no withholding taken out of those payments. You get the full $600 a week for 26 weeks or however long the federal government is going to send it, in addition to the state government proceeds, and that is taxable income. And so it's just like wages, just like you were working for your employer all along, that's taxable income. And now when you fill out your 2020 tax return, that's got to be reported. And are you going to have the money to pay? I tell you what, most people won't.
Nope. This is going to be a multi-year issue because people are just trying to do what they can to stay alive, to stay, you know, right? I mean, to pay their bills and what have you. And people don't realize that a lot of this stuff that's being written off or could be written off, those are also tax liabilities. I mean, if you write off 2 months of rent, all of a sudden the rent or lease or whatever, that could be considered income, could it not?
Well, that depends on the situation, Joe. That's really a facts and circumstances test as to whether it is or not. Let's say you've got a bank loan. And the bank decides out of its graciousness that it's going to forgive your loan. Well, under normal circumstances, forgiveness of debt is treated also as taxable income. Now, there's a lot of exceptions to that rule, but the IRS's default position is going to be that you owe taxes on the forgiven debt. So if the bank waives, let's say, a $20,000 debt, that $20,000 becomes taxable income to you, and you got to pay the tax on the $20,000, depending on what tax bracket you're in. It might, you know, might be a 15% hit, might be a 25% hit, just depends on where you fall in the brackets. But again, that's another thing that blindsides people in situations like this. I'll tell you what, during the real estate crisis in the early part of this century, it started 2008, 2009. Right. By 2010, 11, 12, there were 5 million people a year, and this continued for 5 or 6 years. So we're talking through, 2015, 2016, very recently, 5 million people a year that were getting blindsided by this tax liability on debt discharge, and that prompted me actually to write a book, Joe, on that specific subject, was how to eliminate taxes on debt forgiveness, because so many people were pounded with this issue, and we're going to see it again.
Wow. Yeah, California back then offered money to help bring your loan current. So if you were 3, 4, 5, 6 months behind, and now they were starting foreclosure procedure on you, California had a program where you could go, and they would loan you up to $100,000, and if you could prove that you want to stay in your house, you'd been in it for a while, you got behind because, I don't know, the business went out of business, whatever. Bottom line with it was, though, if you stay in the house for 5 years, they would forgive the debt. Okay?
Yep.
That could be taxable income. And those things have been coming up.
It could be taxable income, no question. No question about it.
And people aren't ready for it. So, hey, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to go for a quick break. I want to talk about a lot of these small business guys that have written me, talked about some of the tax issues with the money they're getting from the government and how that's going to fall on their ledgers. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dan Pilla joins me, the real tax man. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell is warning of the lasting damage a prolonged recession could cause. He says the White House and Congress have to continue to take action.
We ought to do what we can to avoid these outcomes, and that may require additional policy measures.
At the Fed, we will continue to use our tools to their fullest until the crisis has passed and the economic recovery is well underway.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending the huge price for the Democrats' latest recovery proposal.
That's a big price tag, but the American people are worth it.
It's more than $3 trillion. She says the package is a starting point for talks. Republicans are flatly dismissing the proposal. She says the government needs to act.
This is the biggest disaster that our country has ever faced.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I was going to say, they must have resurrected Joe Biden, but then used his brain. But, you know, that's a story for another day. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look at Dan Pilla, the real tax man, joins us today. And if you need to hop over to his website, write this down, and then head over there later on, taxhelponline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. He's got a whole bunch of books there to help you get through, you know, the IRS maze and what's happening to you. Look, they're not going away. All right? You're still going to have to pay your taxes. They're not going away. I think a lot of you are going to be blindsided next year. For some of you who have these small businesses, he's got a great book out called The Small Business Tax Guide. All right? If you buy the book, and you can find that, again, go over to TaxHelpOnline.com. It's really easy. He's got a whole bunch of stuff. I did it. I've been listening to him for over a year now, and we've made changes in our own business because of things that we've been taught for years of the way to do it. It's okay to do it, what have you. And listening to him speak and answer some of these questions, no, it wasn't the way to do it. So we have changed some of the ways we do business. But anyhow, Dan, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
It's always my pleasure, Joel.
Now, I know your governor didn't pass that law where if you go out on a boat on one of your lakes, that you could only have two people, right? I mean, you can have a family of six.
And I'll tell you what else.
Oh, my God.
The Minnesota DNR, our state fishing opener, which is like a state holiday here in Minnesota, our fishing opener was last week, and the DNR, and how an administrative agency could do this, I don't know, but they issued some declaration that said you can only travel so far from home as you can make it to your destination and back on one tank of gas, and you can't stay overnight. And you can only have two guys in your boat at a time.
Wow.
Now, where the heck did they get the authority to do that? I mean, what is the matter with these people? I mean, we're treated like kindergartners here.
That's the 92nd Amendment. You just never read it.
Oh, my
God, these people. Well, in California, you know, the beach state, you can walk the beach, okay, but you can't stop. Unless, I mean, you can't sit, you can't lay on the beach, you can't stop, you can walk, unless you're fishing, in which case you can stand still, which I thought was really interesting. I mean, nobody actually fishes off many of the beaches, they fish off the piers.
So if you're fishing for fish, you can stand there, but if you're fishing for rays, you can't.
Right. God, we've lost our minds. We have just lost our minds.
All right. What's astonishing is that so many people, you know, they shake their heads. Yeah, that makes sense. We better do that.
Oh, it's
unbelievable. Where has our indomitable spirit of liberty gone, Joe? Where is it gone?
Oh, we've educated it out of people. That's what we've done.
I'm telling you what.
Okay?
I'm telling
because
you what.
People don't know how to trust in God. They trust in government. So when the government tells you the only way we can keep you safe is if you stay home. And listen, while you're home, don't worry about it, because we're gonna make sure that you don't have to pay your rent or your mortgage, and we're going to send you money every week. Isn't that great? Kind of like falling off a tree. And you don't worry about church, because we'll take care of you.
In 1776, Joe, there was a speech made during the founding era about American liberty, and it wasn't made by an American. It wasn't made in America.
Right.
It wasn't even made to Americans, all right? This speech was made by a member of the British Parliament to the British Parliament in 1776. It was a guy named Edmund Burke, and he was encouraging the British Parliament to adopt a motion that he put forward to make peace with the colonies. And the case that he made, this is widely regarded as the greatest speech in favor of America that was made during the founding era by anybody. And as I said, it was made by this British parliamentarian, and he gave the parliament six reasons why the colonies could not be defeated by England in a war. He made the case that England could not win the war, and one of those six reasons was because of what he called a fierce spirit of liberty among the colonists that was unsurpassed by any people in the world. Where has that spirit gone?
Well, we can't follow those white supremacist slave owners. Don't you know that? They were terrible people.
Apparently not.
Oh, my God. We have to take back the education system, Dan. That's how we fix this. Conservatives, honest people have to do that. So, all right, so, you know, one of the spirits, you know, we want the freedom to do business. We want the freedom to make money and feed our families and use the talents that God gave us. Now they have this paycheck protection program that supposedly these businesses are supposed to use it to keep their people on that they had on or hire new people, whichever one works. I don't know when it stops, when they're going to reevaluate. You want to give us like an 80,000-foot view of this?
Yeah. Let me give you the 2.5-minute seminar on the paycheck protection program. It's a loan that's administered through the SBA that goes to businesses, and as long as you got under 500 employees, you could qualify for the PPP loan, the Paycheck Protection Program loan. And it actually, Joe, can be turned into a grant. It's funded as a loan, but it turns into a grant if you use the money properly. And there are four specific ways that you have to use the money. Number one is for payroll. You got to pay your employees, and you got to maintain the level of employees either by keeping those you have or hiring new ones to maintain standards. Number two, you can use it to pay interest on business loans, not principal but interest. You can use it for utilities in the connection with an operating business, and you can use it for rent and equipment leases and so on, as long as the business was operating before February the 15th. And so you got an eight week, you have a period up until June the 30th to use this money, and the key is that 75% of at least 75% of the money has to be used for payroll, and then the other 25% can be used for those other items I talked about. And if you use the money in that fashion and you can document that you've used the money in that fashion, you can apply for forgiveness of the loan, and as long as you prove your case, the loan will be forgiven and you won't have to pay it back. And not only that, Joe, but written into the statute is the specific provision that says if the loan is forgiven, the forgiveness is not treated as taxable income.
All right. That's one of the key things. Okay. You talk about 75% being used for payroll to keep employees on. What if you have 1099 employees?
Let's just correct the misstatement there, Joe, the common misunderstanding. Folks that receive a 1099 from you are, by definition, not employees. They are independent contractors. That is to say, they themselves are self-employed workers that contract their services to other businesses to provide either goods or services to other businesses. And when you, as a business, pay a independent contractor to perform services for you, they are not on your payroll. All right? So that does not count for Paycheck Protection Program purposes. It does not count because they're not employees.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're rolling here. Somebody said that they use employees from a what do they call it? Employment pool, right? So they use an outside source to bring people in. They just pay one fee every week.
Yeah. See, and that's what you're doing is you're leasing employees, and they're not your employees. What you're doing is you're paying a fee to an independent contractor to provide temporary employees into your business. That's not your payroll.
Interesting. Right?
You're paying an independent contractor to provide employment services to you. It is the payroll service that has the W-2 employees. Your company does not. And this is precisely the reason, Joe, that companies use employment services, temporary employment services, so they have the payroll, they have the workforce flexibility that they need to get workers in there when they need them and get them out cleanly and easily when they don't need them without running the risk of unemployment claims and medical insurance issues and all the rest of that stuff. That's precisely why the temporary employment leasing industry grew up in the United States over the last probably 35 years or so, because of all of the hassles that go along with having people on your payroll. So the short answer is those people are not on your payroll.
Wow. All right, so let's move a little faster here. Let me see. Self-employed, utilities, lease, payroll, got that. What they use the money for, the grant. The grant is non-taxable, correct?
Well, again, if it's forgiven, if the debt is forgiven, then you don't have to claim the debt forgiveness as income. Ordinarily, when you have a debt forgiven, then that debt is considered taxable income. There's a lot of exceptions to this, but that's the general rule. In this particular case, when you make application to have the debt forgiven and that debt forgiveness is granted, it's not income.
All right. You can hear that. We got to go to a break. Got a couple of questions, kind of interesting questions here. But somebody asked, if they order the book from you on your line at your site, will you sign it?
Yeah, we can sign it. Sure, absolutely. Yeah, just when they order it, request the signature. Absolutely.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So many of you know we've been pulled down off of Vimeo, lost our channel there. So you want to head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live there. Or if you prefer, you can head over to Range Media. Range Broadcasting. They're being broadcasting us live there as well. Head over to, not right now, write this down, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Dan Pilla, the real tax man, the guy that can help you with pretty much any trouble that you think you've gotten yourself into, think that you might have. And I love his tagline. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. Many of you don't believe that. You know, there are a lot of companies out there, and I can't speak for all of them. I know that Dan has helped us tremendously, and we were going to talk about that someday in an upcoming show. But you really have to understand. You take a breath. You get somebody on the phone that really knows what they're doing. You get somebody who really has a clue and how to handle this. And every tax problem is handleable, and it's not just by writing a really big fat check to them. Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joe.
All right, so it seems I talked about small business. I really hit a head on the nail with somebody. Said that one fellow says, I've already made my mistakes, thank you very much. He says, I was sending in all the forms but not the payments for payroll. So They came in, they did their audit, and they put me on an uncollectible status until early 2020s. Will that affect my ability to get one of these payroll loans?
Well, it will not affect your ability to get a PPP loan at all. However, the fact of the matter is that, okay, so the uncollectible status basically is what I call the life jacket program. I talk about it in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty. I call it the life jacket joke because it keeps you from drowning, all right, but it doesn't solve the problem. While you're on uncollectible status, the penalties and interest on the liability continue to accumulate. So what you got to have is a plan. Now is the time to make a plan to deal with the underlying tax liability while the IRS is off your back and out of your face. Because once they pull the plug on the so-called uncollectible status, they're going to be in your face and they're going to want the money, and it's going to be more then than it is now.
Wow.
So if it's difficult now, it might be even more difficult or even impossible then. So now is the time to get a plan together to deal with this. And the first thing that I like to look at in situations like this, Joe, is whether the business can qualify for some penalty relief. You know, the penalties for not making deposits on employment taxes are huge. There's failure to deposit, failure to pay. There's all kinds of penalties they add into these things that can double or triple the tax bill. And if you get rid of the penalties, very often that makes the situation much, much more manageable. And so that's something we'd like to look at, first off.
Okay, so, we're hearing these commercials, and I'm not asking you to beat on anybody, but you're hearing more and more of these commercials that say, you know, they got their client into an uncollectible tax status, and they make it sound like that's a great thing. So it's not such a great thing, is it?
Well, again, it's circumstantial, Joe. What it does is it gives you breathing room. It gets them off your back and out of your life for a fixed, very temporary period of time, but it does not make the problem go away. You still have to address the underlying tax liability. So, yeah, I mean, we go after uncollectible status regularly for client situations depending on the circumstances because, again, it gives you immediate breathing room. But I can't emphasize this enough. It doesn't fix the problem. We need to go back then and sooner than later to address the underlying situation to make the liability go away.
So if this person buys your book and gets in touch with you, would one of the processes to help him get out of the uncollectible status and try to get this thing put to bed or leave it alone?
I wouldn't necessarily want to pull him out of uncollectible status, at least not officially or originally, I should say. But we certainly would do a financial evaluation to figure out, take a look at income, expenses, assets, and liabilities, and ask the question, can this guy really afford to pay the underlying liability? If you cannot afford to pay the underlying liability, then I would consider a program called an offer and compromise where we go in there and say, look, guys, we owe you 50 grand. There's no way we can possibly pay that, but we can pay 5 grand or 10 or 2 or 9, whatever the number is based on circumstances, and that constitutes a full and complete resolution of the problem, so it's not hanging over your head anymore.
Interesting. And would now, and again, I'm now curious, this is a curious question, he's not asking this, but with the way the IRS is and the economy is right now, if they were in a really bad situation, would now be one of the better times to try to pull this off with the IRS?
Well, that's difficult to say, Joe. And I know there's a lot of companies out there saying that this is the best time to do it, but the fact of the matter is the IRS is three-quarters shut down. All right, so their intake systems aren't working properly. All right, they've got a unit in the IRS that investigates and recommends these offers and compromises, whether they should be accepted or not. They're operating, but on a skeleton crew. All right, so it's difficult to get anything done with these people right now because of the way the IRS is shut down, like every other business out there.
Okay. All right.
Not that they're in business, but you know.
Another fellow says he is looking or thinking about paying the IRS out over a period of time, a long-term kind of payout. Is he better off getting a long-term loan to pay them, or are their interest rates better than a long-term loan payout?
Well, their interest rates are never better than a long-term payoff, number one. Number two, depending on how much he owes, the IRS is going to keep a lien in place until he's paid, until the liability is paid. Number three, their interest rate is subject to change twice a year, all right, whereas you get a long-term loan from a bank, it's going to be fixed. Number four, the IRS has the power to revisit the agreement from time to time, and they will do that. Whereas you get a fixed loan from a bank, it's fixed, that's the end of it. There's about 36 reasons
wow.
to get a long-term loan from a bank versus borrowing money from the IRS, if you can do it.
A lot of people can't do it. All right. This is, listen to me. This is exactly why you need Dan's help. Okay? I mean, think about the advice he just gave you is worth a grand. All right? So it's Tax Help Online. You want to head over there, get the book. Dan, just so I don't misspeak, when they buy your book, the first consultation is free, right? Along with the book or not?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joe. And it applies to any book. You buy any one of my books off my website, you're going to get a free 15-minute phone consultation directly and personally with me about your situation. And this applies to any book, and it applies to multiple purchases. So you buy two different books, you get two different consultations.
Wow. Yeah, and I've actually had a couple of emails from people that have gotten in touch with you and said that it was worth every nickel, you know. They just got so much information. And that's it. You need information because nobody, when they think about the IRS, it's this big black, you know, hole that they're petrified of. They have no information. To your point, when we first started talking, the taxpayer's right sheet is a 8.5 by 11, and it's almost a joke compared to the tax code, right?
It's an absolute joke. It's publication one is called Your Rights as a Taxpayer. It's an 8.5 by 11 sheet. Okay, it's printed in small type. Okay, big deal. It's still an 8.5 by 11 sheet. But here's the worst part of it, Joe. The information the IRS gives to taxpayers in writing is not binding on the IRS. How do you like that?
My God. Everybody else, and it's just not them.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
just
my
unbelievable.
God. All right, so again, before we lose all our time here, we've got people, taxes are due July 15th now, right? Payment and forms all have to be in by the
15th. July 15th is the payment extension and the filing extension. However, Joe, you can file Form 4868 and get an extension to October 15th on filing, and if you need more time to pay, you can file Form 1127-1127, and that application is not automatic. You got to make a showing of hardship, but that can get you up to this 6 additional months to pay the taxes without penalties.
So, but if you don't do anything by July 15th, you do get hit with the taxes and the penalties, or the penalties and what have you, from the 15th of April, what I've read. I don't know how true that is.
Well, no. There's no penalties or interest up to July 15th.
Oh, okay.
So if you file and pay by July 15th, there's no penalties or interest.
That's why we have you, and I don't want them to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? But guys, really, if you listen to this conversation, go back. You can, if you go to the RealSide website, you can actually Google Dan. Well, search. We don't Google on my site. You can search Dan's name. You can search. Don't be afraid of the tax man. Anything along those lines. You've got to listen to these shows because. You know, I always say to you, don't just call anybody. Ads sound great on the radio. You hear them all the time. They go, wow, that guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. But Dan has been on the show, and he's giving you advice. He's telling you the things that are working. And again, make sure that you get people you can trust. You're going to flush a boatload of money and still have to pay the IRS a boatload of money. So, Dan, they can get all your books on your website, right, taxhelponline.com. And again, you know what we forgot? They need to sign up for your newsletter. Head over to the website and sign up for his email newsletter. There's a lot of good information there. It should keep you out of trouble unless you're really stubborn. And, Dan, again, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time, man.
Bye, Joe. My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a lot of fun. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Rick Green joins us in the next hour. We're going to find out, why did you lay down so quickly with your constitutional rights? We'll be back in a few minutes.